Ascension Day is one of the most important feasts the church observes. Though it is often neglected or mentioned only in passing, it is as important as Christmas and Easter. Because the date of Ascension is tied directly to and based on the Easter date, which changes every year, the date for Ascension also changes. Coming 40 days after Easter, it falls on a Thursday, which could contribute to it being overlooked. This year, it is this Thursday, May 9th. In the Bible, we find the Ascension event recorded by John Mark in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 19 through 20. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. It is also recorded twice by Luke, in Luke chapter 24 and Acts chapter 1, with the second being more detailed of the two written by Luke. Luke 24, 50 through 53 reads, "And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God." In Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. "So when they had come together, they asked him, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.' And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.'" Here ends the reading. So why is the Ascension important? The Ascension is so much more than just a footnote or a reminder of a date in history. It is an event that shapes our understanding of who Jesus is and what he has accomplished for us. Ascension Day is a day when the Lord ascends bodily into heaven, where he sits at God's right hand, ruling with all authority, waiting patiently to return to earth on Judgment Day, when he will separate the believers from the unbelievers, the sheep from the goats. And it is a declaration of Jesus' ultimate authority, his victory over sin and death. Throughout his ministry, Jesus proclaimed the arrival of the kingdom of God and demonstrated his authority through miraculous signs and wonders. His crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension were the climax of his mission to reconcile humanity to God, defeating sin and death once and for all. As he ascended into heaven, he ascended in triumph, with shouts and glory, and is seated at the right hand of Father, where he reigns in glory for all eternity. It is also a revelation of Jesus' identity. In ascending into heaven, Jesus affirmed his divine nature as the Son of God, equal with the Father in power and majesty. He took his rightful place at the right hand of God, where he now intercedes on our behalf, interceding for us before the throne of grace. But Jesus' bodily ascension into heaven doesn't mean that he is physically restricted to heaven, as some believe. His divine nature is of God, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful, and omnipresent, present everywhere. Just because our senses cannot perceive him does not mean he is not present here with us. We know he is here as the God-man, strengthening our feeble faith by providing something tangible, something that we can feel, bread and wine, his body and blood, physical elements sacramentally joined together through his word. To partake of the sacrament in remembrance of me, as the words of institution say, is to partake in the real body and the real blood, joined together with the bread and the wine, as often as we can, for the strengthening of our faith, the forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting. Jesus is present here, as he has promised in Matthew 18, verse 20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. He did not leave us as orphans in a cruel world, without help, without hope. No, he is here where his word is preached and his sacraments administered rightly. The ascension reminds us that Jesus is not just a historical figure, but is the God-man, the eternal Son of God in the flesh, exalted Lord of all creation, worthy of our worship and obedience. The ascension is also the triggering event that empowers believers and gives them hope. As we heard in the account from Acts just minutes before ascending to heaven, Jesus promises to send them the Holy Spirit, which empowers his disciples for the work of the ministry and to be their constant companion. And true to his word, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples, filling them with boldness and enabling them to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. The ascension reminds us that we as believers and modern-day disciples of Jesus are not alone in our journey of faith, but have been given that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, empowering us to live lives of holiness and service. And that impacts our lives today. It calls us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, as the writer of Hebrews puts it in Hebrews chapter 12. In a world filled with distractions and uncertainties, we are called to keep our focus firmly on the Son of God, the exalted Lord, who conquered sin and death and who reigns in glory at the right hand of the Father. The ascension reminds us to fix our eyes on the things above, rather than on earthly concerns, distractions, temptations, and to set our hearts on eternal things, the eternal truths of God's kingdom, knowing that our ultimate citizenship is there in heaven with him. In this we find strength and we find courage to persevere in the midst of the trials that we endure and to remain faithful to Jesus' call of discipleship. The ascension also reminds us of our identity and purpose as followers of Christ. Throughout his ministry, Jesus proclaimed his divine nature and the kingdom of God. His miracles and authoritative teachings gave witness that he is the long-awaited Messiah. By his ascension into heaven, he demonstrated his victory over sin and death and is in his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, as foretold by the prophets. And just as Jesus ascended into heaven to reign in glory, we too are called to share in his victory and to participate in his mission of reconciling the world to the Father. The ascension challenges us to live lives of holiness, lives of obedience, bearing witness to the transformative power of the gospel in our own lives and in the world around us. And lastly, the ascension empowers us to live as agents of God's kingdom, to continue the work that Jesus began by bringing hope, by bringing healing to a broken and hurting world. As followers of Christ, we are called to carry on Jesus' mission, sharing hope and love with a world in need of redemption. as recipients of the Holy Spirit, we have been given the gifts and the abilities to do just this thing, to serve others, and to be His witnesses to the end of the earth, spreading the good news of salvation to all nations. The ascension calls us to be faithful stewards of the gifts given to us, using them to build up the body of Christ and to extend the reach of God's kingdom to every corner of the world. In conclusion, the ascension of Jesus Christ is not merely a historical event to be commemorated, but a reality for us to embrace wholeheartedly and to live out in our daily lives. It's a declaration of victory, a revelation of Jesus' true identity, and a promise of hope and empowerment for all believers. Even though He reigns in heaven, He still bears the marks of His life here on earth, His crucifixion. He is the Lamb who was slain on the cross for your sins. But He rose from the dead, victorious over sin and death, and has ascended into heaven. May we, as believers and followers of Christ, embrace the power of His ascension and the promise of His return, living lives that reflect His glory, proclaiming His gospel to a world very much in need. Amen.